Hello, this is Joe Francica of Directions Media, and welcome to our podcast sponsored by LizardTech. Today, we bring you an informational broadcast on LizardTech's LiDAR compressor technology. This past summer, LizardTech introduced LiDAR compressor, a utility for compressing point cloud data to 25% of its original size using LizardTech's Mr. Sid technology. John Skiffington, LizardTech's Director of Marketing, explains how LiDAR compressor works, its benefits to everyday users, and how Mr. Sid makes it all possible. John, welcome to the broadcast.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Great. John, let's start with framing the problem with LiDAR data. How is it captured, its basic applications, and therefore some of its benefits, but also maybe some of the problems in dealing with the size of LiDAR point clouds?
Sure. Well, as most of your listeners probably know, the amount of LiDAR data that's been collected over the past few years has just been growing and growing, and there's a lot of reasons for that. One is the cost of the technology is getting lower and lower. Second, the accuracy of the information that's being collected is higher and higher, and it really provides users with tools to do a lot of interesting things, whether that's creating elevation models, creating contours, doing line of sight analysis, things like that. Again, as most of the users or most of your listeners probably know, point clouds are collected using lasers, usually shot from an airplane or sometimes from a terrestrial-based scanner. But based on how long the laser takes to reflect off a point and then return back to the sensor, you can get an idea of how far away it is and therefore its elevation or its distance. Of course, since you're dealing with information that travels at the speed of light, it tends to collect information very, very rapidly, in some cases millions of points per second. So while that information is very, very useful for creating very high accuracy models, it also results in files that are very, very large, very unwieldy, and very difficult to deal with. I mean, just the notion of opening up a file that has millions, if not hundreds of millions, of points in it, it becomes quickly very difficult to work with manageably, and becomes very difficult to store as well.
So let's jump to what LiDAR compressor is, what it does, and some of the functionalities that it has.
Sure. So as I mentioned, you know, these file sizes are getting larger and larger. So LizardTech is most well known for our Mr. Sid compression technology, and that's been used on the raster side for aerial and satellite imagery for many, many years. What we decided is, you know, based on the size of files that are coming off these LiDAR sensors, that we wanted to adapt the Mr. Sid file format to support this point cloud data as well. So we modified the file format internally and then developed a product for actually compressing your LiDAR point cloud data sets, which we call LiDAR compressor. And it's a relatively simple product, but it does exactly what it says it does. It takes your raw LiDAR point cloud data, compresses it to our Mr. Sid format, and reduces it in size to about a quarter of its original size while maintaining almost all the original accuracy of the original file.
So what are some of the challenges with compressing LiDAR data, and how does that differ from raster compression, the thing that LizardTech is known for with Mr. Sid technology? What are the differences in the compression technology?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, with LizardTech, we have most of our experience, of course, with dealing with raster data. And raster data, because it's based on a grid, you know, like pixels that you see on a screen, you can make a fair number of assumptions with how to compress that data. For instance, if you're dealing with an image that's 5,000 pixels by 5,000 pixels, well, you have a pretty good guess of how many pixels are going to be across in a row that you need to compress, and so you can make some assumptions to do some better compression that way. With LiDAR data, that's very, very different, because LiDAR data is essentially random. You know, the plane could be flying, it could be flying over a hill, and you get a gentle slope and a gentle slope and a gentle slope, and then all of a sudden it goes to a cliff, and you can't make any assumptions when it comes to compressing that data. You have to be very, very specific about what you do. So just the different kind of compression was a bit of a challenge for us. And then another challenge is just the large number of points that are in these files. I mean, we're dealing with data files that have millions and millions of points with them. So just dealing with that volume of data, being able to provide users with tools to easily work with those was really a challenge, but one that I think we very successfully addressed.
John, you introduced the product back in the summer. What's been the reaction by your clients and customers?
Well, the reaction has been overwhelmingly positive. We exhausted our supply of demonstration discs and trial evaluation discs when we launched at the ESRI user conference within about a day and a half. So people were really excited about it. And as they've been able to use it firsthand with their data, with our trial version that's available on our website, they've been able to see how accurately we can compress this data, you know, typically to about a quarter of its original size, if not smaller, while maintaining almost all the original data intact. And those reactions are getting even better now that some of our third-party partners are starting to release versions of their applications that support this new Mr. SID format.
So what's next for LizardTech? What do you see down the road as you move forward?
Well, certainly there's two things we really want to focus on for the near future. One is, again, making sure that those third-party applications are supporting the Mr. SID format, because that way, for our end customers, they don't even have to worry about what application they're going to be using. It'll be like with the raster side of things. If you have a Mr. SID file, you can open it up wherever you want. So that's certainly one of the things we want to be focusing on. But the second is, we had a unique opportunity here in that we modified our Mr. SID file format. It's not something we do very often. It's about every 10 years is about what it ends up. So one of the most obvious things that we added, of course, was support for LiDAR compression. But because we were able to revise the file format, we added some other tools that'll give customers better tools for working with some raster data that they've been asking for the past 2 years. Unfortunately, there's nothing I can really talk about as far as specific features right now, but over the next 3 to 6 months, we'll be releasing some exciting new products that leverage some new capabilities of Mr. SID.
Thanks. That's great, John. That sounds like an exciting future for anyone using LizardTech products, whether for LiDAR or raster data compression. Well, that's all the time we have for today, but I did want to remind our listeners that for more information about LiDAR compressor, that they can visit the LizardTech website at www.lizardtech.com or contact John and his team at info@lizardtech.com. Thanks again for joining us today on another Directions Media podcast, and be sure to tell a friend.